are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilana Europa here, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday, and we have so special show today. I cannot tell everybody how excited I am about guests that I have next to me. Cassandra, that's how you spell your name and explain why and how we are. Yeah, it's very unusual way of writing your name. Then can you tell us?
Okay, I always like to be different than everybody. So you spell it K apostrophe Sandra, and everybody who hears it says, "Oh, that's a great way of spelling it." It's just kind of the way I came up with it. It used to be Cassandra with a C, and I didn't like it anymore. I just want change in my life, so I took the K, put an apostrophe there, and then put the Sandra there. So it's.
And when you say, how does the sound?
Cassandra. It's really
just
like...
Just people can make their own sound to it. Like, I will say Cassandra. Uh-huh. That would be more like Spanish, Cassandra, or Italian, or Cassandra, or Cassandra. We don't like Cassandra.
No, yes?
We don't like Cassandra. It was. That's not anymore. Cassandra is Cassandra.
Correct.
Okay, I love it. Okay, I jumped very fast from saying hi to everybody who listened to us to introduction of my wonderful friend. And again, Cassandra was here before, and I fell in love with her music, and I think she's just so adorable. I wish everybody can be with me in a studio, because I need to describe her dress. Everybody can see, probably I will be posting on Accent On Facebook page, but I need to describe, and she will do even better way. This dress is white. It has a lot of beautiful sequins are sparkling all over, very gentle, looks like spider web, and is a very summerish, and is see-through. I see her white, tiny, underwear. I see also her beautiful, beautiful bra. She has one. But anyway, she's tiny little girl, very, very beautiful body, and just adorable. And I made the pictures, and I hope we can see this. Where did you find this dress? I cannot believe. I think I'm adventurous, but I will have a problem to wear this one. It's gorgeous.
Thank you so much. It's a designer that I work with. Her name is Camille Woods. This wonderful lady just came out last week to meet me in Hollywood. She drove out all the way from San Diego with a whole car full of clothing. And I love fashion, right? So we just looked through everything, and I saw this piece and I picked it. And she told me what to wear underneath, but I kind of did my own version. what I'm wearing underneath, you really want to know. Yeah. It's a bikini. It's a tiger print bikini. And it's got like a golden and a tiger print. And it's kind of white. And so.
And weather is perfect. Because
and the weather's
it's
perfect.
So crazy. I was
it's
just,
102 today.
Yeah, I was just laughing because Cassandra has two phones with her. And one just got overheated or something happened. And she had some great pictures that she wanted to post. And it was just so exciting to just see her in this beautiful dress that she's like ready to go to the ocean and enjoy the strolling next to, on the sand. And no, but she's here with us and we are drinking water and she has this 38 degree Celsius on her phone. And right away, you know, you have European girl next to you with really unusual accent. We will be overwhelming people today with our crazy accent. Mine is Polish and I cannot get rid of my accent. I am here almost in America 23 years, and I think I speak better and better. Still, I'm sorry if I'm messing up a little bit in English, but that's the best way like I can, you know, communicate with my friends, and seems like they don't mind, and I know listeners do not mind. And thank you for all the downloads. I just really, really appreciate it. I see the accent on is growing, and it seems like, you know, a lot of people like the show. I just, a year ago, I never, ever, ever thought that this will, this show will stay, and I still can work and enjoy so much, and I have so many plans and guests that everybody will enjoy. Right now, I'm coming back to Cassandra. You tell us, where are you from?
So I'm actually originally from Munich, but I lived all around the world. I lived in Spain, I lived in Cologne, I lived in London, I lived in New York for a little bit, and wound up going to L.A. because just why not, right? L.A. is just the city of rock and roll. It's the city of movies, and I'm a big fan of movies and seeing how things go behind the scene and taking stories apart, and it's just pure creation here, and obviously the weather. So I love the desert climate. Seems to be really working well for me, so I came here to L.A.
Yeah, but, you know, that's so easy to say, oh, okay, I'm from Germany, I'm from England, I am from L.A., I'm from everywhere. Americans do not travel so much. I just would love, my daughter, she was 19 two days ago. Then I'm taking her for the first time to Europe. She was 6 years old when I took her first time. But my baby, she lives in America. She's just so beautiful, so smart, but it's not easy to get out to Europe. And Europe is just gorgeous. I know that people spend money and they go over and over to vacation to the same places that they ever been. They love probably Hawaii. They just come back. They will go on the cruise lines for the same cruise ships. But please, 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 I'm begging everybody, you need to take your child in the age of 15, 16. They need to see world European way, in European ways. We are very unusual people. I think we bring lots of color to America. I know that everybody in America has many, many friends who have funky accents, and they watch us sometimes fail, sometimes grow. But we are here to stay. We are here to be successful. And I know you said you are like, I come back to what I said, that you are from all over, but I'm not letting you so easily to just tell us, oh, I was here, there. I know you are known in Germany. I know that you were singing there, and you were successful.
Right. I was singing, I was dancing, I was performing with a couple bands like Prodigy, and I've been always like into dance, so started singing obviously, but also into dance, started modern dance, started jazz and ballet. So the combination between movement and music is just something that moves me obviously. And so I used to dance at the Pasha in Ibiza.
Yeah.
That's where I spent a lot of the time too, and all the Ibiza nightclubs. And
I just read a big article for people who, I'm sure everybody loves dance music right now. It's just the sweetest thing. Summer is coming. And being Europeans, we love dance music. We love a very good rhythm, simple rhythm. Everybody danced to the ABBA once. Now, you know, we are dancing to a lot of European DJs who just really running pop music, pop, electronica music, dance, techno, mostly. A lot of wonderful European DJs really broke to American business, and we enjoy the style of music. We are here, like I say, here to stay. I will be playing some of our songs. We'll be playing two great songs from Cassandra's side. I will play also one of mine, and I would love to describe why we love so much this style of music and why we would think that Americans supposed to be maybe even lighter, maybe they're supposed to be just easier to go out and dance, go to the club, go to the beach, just enjoy the simplicity of dance music, because we are here to stay, and this style probably will never disappear. I only hope will grow. And Cassandra, tell me, you said that you are all about dance, you love to dance in any style of dance, you are on a stage, very physical also, you have beautiful clothes, you just creating great show. We'll come back to that. You have a band in LA, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work with a band. I either work with a band, it really depends on the setup, or I work with a DJ. and dancers. So those are kind of the two things. I obviously like performing with a band because there is deep inside me a very, very dark rock chick. So I love dance music, but I also was trained in classical music. And I appreciate every kind of music, as long as it's not really bad heavy metal.
But and the screaming people you don't like so much.
But I love rock music. I love a lot of dark gothic music. So it's a big field. Like dance is just one part of music. And anything that just inspires me, a good melody line or a good riff or something, it just gets me going.
You listen to everything.
Yeah.
And jazz is not about one style. It's just mostly about what you like to in a certain
moment.
It's
pretty much in the moment. It could be something on the radio, like right now I'm really loving the new song from Bruno Mars.
Which one?
It's that ballad, new ballad.
When I Was Your Man?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the saddest song for me ever. I was going through a very big breakup, and I always thought that, you know, we always think that, another person can do much more to just keep love alive. And I thought that is a perfect song to describe how much sometimes we do not do to people that we love, how much we forget to give them a time of the day, how much we are focusing on certain things. And I know you are a little guilty of that, because we'll be also talking about your private life. And I think this song, you better listen very carefully to the
I know,
words
he wrote
of
it
the
for
song.
Me. Thanks, Bruno.
And I will be saying, what's wrong with you, woman? You are gorgeous. You have this amazing dress, the beautiful body. You are a great singer. And I know you do not have so much time for love. And we will talk about this. Coming back to you traveling so much. You said that you came to America, then you moved back to Europe, and they came back again to LA. And you are staying here, you think, for good?
Yeah, I'm staying here for good, for sure. Basically, I just needed a time out. Like, being in America, you get a very short thinking.
What does this mean?
It's like you don't get educated in a way of news, what's happening. So if people call me from Germany telling me what's happening here, like next door, that it's just a weird feeling. So I just have to sometimes go out and explore the city, go to Paris or go to Berlin or other London. I love to go to London. And just experience other people's lifestyle. I'm pretty much into the, punk scene, goth scene in Europe, mixed with the dance scene. So anything kind of cyber, electronic, punk. So, and that's just a little bit missing here, the urban field of going onto a metro and experiencing urban life.
You see the difference, the nightlife already. I'm not even calling nightlife, because I am older than you, and I don't know. It's a little bit sad. LA is one of the most gorgeous town in the world. New York probably lives and breathes 24/7, maybe. LA is going to bed too early.
I just feel offended when I'm at a club and then, you know, you're spending all the money, whatever, $500 to $5,000 a bottle. You're sitting on the table cramped. It's all about how much money you spend on the table sitting there and drinking your vodkas. And then comes the bouncer and just kicks you out rudely after you've just spent a lot of money. It's just the way they treat people. I've been to New York. I went to Justin Timberlake's club and in New York, where basically all the models and all the people go. And I just had the time of my life. You just go there, people let you in, you sit on every table, you dance with the people. People are really close to each other.
Maybe because it's closer to Europe, people just come and go all the time. Maybe that Europe is really closer right now to America, and so much changes in Europe also. But we are coming back to the maybe great idea where we were in waiting room of Cassandra. I say, Cassandra, we are two Europeans. We have really good songs. Obviously, I am played on dance radio. You are played all over in dance radio. You are also having great shows. We need to put together both of our great repertoires and just bring a little Euro style, whatever the style is, into dance clubs in LA. And when I come back from Europe, because I'm leaving and I will be back in 3 weeks, then we will maybe think about this. I really think we are missing one club that has the European feel to it in LA. You know, something like you say, that people just come, they can stay how long they want, that there is many different style of music, that is music focused almost on Italian music, Spanish music, whatever, Russian, Germans. You know, we have amazing.
I'm not so sure about the Russian music, though.
You know what? They are winning a lot of festivals right now. You know, I am so surprised how amazing the production, and a lot of people from America produces stuff right now for Russians also.
Timbaland did, yes. Yeah, I know, for Eurovision and stuff.
You
I think
are right.
For the Russians, yeah.
You are right. Uh-huh. Then again, let's not discourage anything, because I think the dance music is something that everybody enjoys. And in America, we have so many people with different roots. You know, roots, and Russian roots too. They will probably love club like that. I don't know. It's the idea. People can call us. People who have beautiful place that we can open club that is like Euro club, and we can put accent on a Euro club. We can really talk about this on my show. And then Cassandra and Ilona and a lot of people like us will come from Europe and sing for everybody. Coming back to you. You wake up in the morning what time?
Should I really say that? It makes people maybe feel bad. No, it depends. Lately, I wake up at about 8. It's like the summer's in town, so I really wake up at 7 or 8.
That's okay. That's not bad.
That's really good. But normally, I wake up at 11. I'm pretty much an artist.
You're staying at night a lot?
I stay up till 4 a.m.
Okay.
And then 3 a.m., 4 a.m., which is really weird, because when I lived in Europe, it was totally the opposite. But here in L.A., there's just this pumping thing, like that certain heartbeat of the desert. And you just keep awake and then sleep usually till 11 in winter.
Okay. But again, you are telling us 50% of why you like to stay and have this beautiful feelings of staying long. I think you are living very close to the ocean.
Yes, I live in Malibu. I'm really blessed to live there, and it's great to live there.
Yeah, okay, I'm not saying nothing. I wasn't. I know of a few friends of mine who you are a very nice host, but I never been in your place yet. But it's gorgeous, I understand, and then you are lucky to be there, live in Malibu. Now I understand why you would like to stay till 4. Okay, then you wake up at 7 and 8, then you eat, so, because people need to know a little bit about you.
No, okay, I don't eat. Okay, one thing you need to know, I don't really eat. I live with love and sunshine. No, kidding, and music. No, okay, I do eat a little bit. So
she eats a little bit. You look perfect. You are not too thin. You are perfect. Beautiful size for the woman. How you do that?
Okay, I do smoothies in the morning. I wake up.
Okay.
So, and then I go to the kitchen, put some frozen berries in there, put some strawberries in there, put my protein powder in there. What else? Almond butter, almond milk, and I mix it together. Some leaves, green leaves, kale. And I start the morning with a shake.
Yes.
This smoothie. And I don't eat. I actually don't need to eat. And then I start getting hungry maybe around 1 or 2.
Okay. 3 hours later, 4 hours.
And yeah. I usually have a vegetarian diet. So whatever is around, I'll just eat salads or eggs or whatever's there at the moment. And I mean, living in LA, I have to say, you do eat really less. I don't know why this is. In Germany, I'm always hungry. I could like eat a whole
bakery.
Oh, I love it.
Of course.
And we didn't have it here.
It's maybe not the best here, especially baking stuff is not the same like in Europe, then you don't eat sweets.
Which is good. I love chocolate. I eat
like
a lot
chocolate?
Of chocolate.
But that's very healthy.
Good European chocolate, obviously.
The dark one? The dark?
Sometimes the dark one, sometimes the milk one, sometimes the almond one, sometimes the white one. I love gummy bears.
Okay, I like it today. I had a few of them. My child left on the table, and I'm not supposed to eat sugar, but hey.
It's like vegan and vegetarian gummy bears also.
Oh, boy. Yeah, never heard about that.
Yeah, so.
Where are you buying stuff like that?
People bring that to me.
Okay.
Yes,
you're
lucky. Okay. Wonderful friends bringing that to me.
Then you say at 1, you have your a little bit...
I do yoga.
Salad,
I do yoga.
Inside around. Alone in a house, or you are going out?
I go outside on the deck and look at the ocean, do my yoga, my morning yoga, my stretching. Then I do some work, obviously in the computer. We always have to do something. Then in the afternoon, I do sync training. And then twice a week, I go to dance class, which I have to come to town, which I just actually came from before I came to a show.
Aww.
I just had a wonderful dance class. And I write music. Lately, I write music a lot in the evening. And then I meet up with my bandmates, go to the studio, work on songs, work on arrangements, change arrangements.
Now we are getting to this very, very important topic
because we are
here for the reason. We have summer. And I know you have amazing song that this will be like summer hit. You will be promoting soon. I think will be released in September.
Yeah, correct.
Are we really September, the first accent on that will play on the air on LA Talk Radio?
I think you guys are the first.
Oh my gosh, okay, you need to explain this gorgeous title.
It's a pretty simple title. It's called Red Box, and it's pretty much a double-sided song, and you could just think whatever you want of it.
Oh, I like that. Anybody? Okay, let's enjoy the summer heat, Redbox, and this is like premiere on Accent On. I am so excited. Let's. Production.
Thank you.
Who produced?
This was produced with J.D. Salbego. He's a friend of mine, and he worked with Usher, Jason Derulo, and he's a really cool guy, and we just have really great synergy, and that's what comes out when we work together.
I love the sound. Oh, I hope people will go crazy for this song. What plans? You know, I understand that you have a lot of remixes coming, because when we are releasing single, mostly need to come with few remixes in many different styles. We call this maxi single. How many remixes you'll be having for the song?
You know what? I have no idea. We have actually right now a remix competition going, and some remixes for Redbox already in, and one of them is just killer. It's a dubstep mix. A friend of mine, Alien in the Attic, he's doing it, and he was a little insecure. He's been asking, so do you like it? And he was just totally insecure, but it's just so good what he did. I love it. Shout out to Alien. And so we have a dubstep mix of that. We have the Devotion mix, which is kind of like a very ravey mix. Reminds a little bit of the Calvin Harris stuff. and what else. And then we have another remix of that, which is kind of like a rock. It's got a really rock edge, made by metal guy, metal producer. He does a lot of metal rock.
I hear a little rock, not ever. I hear this could be rock song.
Yeah, he did. I mean, you can do anything with it.
Of course, that's the power of the DJs and producers. They really can turn song into so many wonderful directions.
That's true.
Sometimes you don't recognize your own song, and I love that, especially when they are going crazy with vocals.
Yeah.
Chop and cut. Yeah, I know that we are talking a little bit about dance music, electronica music. A lot of people do not maybe understand how complicated is the process when it comes to this beautiful, you will think, simple song that is so la-la-la-la, so easygoing. It's a really, really time-consuming production of song like that, because computers, we do not have... Practically, you don't have any live instrument on the song. Well, On this one, not.
Usually, I do have, I always like to have a little live instruments in there. This one is a completely producer track, as we say. So we laid the track and then built up the synthesizers and just the build-up, and then we did the vocals, which actually got a huge compliment from the producer. I was tracking those vocals in 45 minutes with harmonies and everything, which was really fast, and he was telling me that I track faster than any of his major label artists.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not saying any names.
But, you know, I don't know if people remember, like 10 minutes ago, you were mentioning that every day you are training your voice. Mm-hmm. You really are working your voice, because voice need to be trained. If not, you know, just it's a little rusty.
It's an exercise, right?
It's an exercise. Then where is your studio, where you are recording right now?
I work out of different studios. This one was produced in Hollywood, right on Hollywood Boulevard. At the Hollywood Studios, and then I'm doing another couple songs in the Valley, which I'm gonna be doing at a really cool studio. He's got a lot of vintage gear. I like to go to different kinds of studios, and then another song, Gossip, which is on the album Light and Dark. That one I tracked with Big Chris. He worked with Fergie and Slash, the solo album that he did. So he brought the noise of rock into that, which is a song that I'm probably gonna be releasing end of the year. It's called Gossip, and you kind of hear a little bit the rock element in it.
Yeah, and
Slash was always interrupting us in the studio, like, I'm working, and he was calling. I was like, dude.
Oh, stop, I'm working right now, don't call me. But you're sounding very, very pro. You are sounding like you are very in charge, and you know what you want from life. You know what type of music you want to sing, where you go, who you want to work with. It seems like you really have all figured out. Or not.
You know, that's so interesting that you say that. Maybe I have a vision, and I'm just going towards the vision, but I'm pretty much a person very much in the moment. If I don't feel for doing anything, I do need to have my butt kicked. So okay. I do need to have that strict Russian coach who used to hit me with his stick on my legs when I didn't do the ballet right.
You are right.
I do need that, because we artists
everybody
need
needs that. Everybody. Outside of art, you know, a lot of people say, no, I'm fine. No, we need the coaches. We need people who just say, hey, do this way, do that way. Do it now. Don't procrastinate. Just like you say, working with many different producers, the people, that also gives us this power to change sometimes direction for the song. And being an artist, you can sometimes go into mood of hiding, mood of the self-deprivation when it comes to, I don't know why I'm doing this, this will never happen, I will never achieve anything. It's just so, especially in LA, when you have so much talent, you think, how can my song, you know, being seen and perceived, like this is the it. You need to work so hard. Are you producing, are you financing your own stuff?
I'm doing what?
Financing your own music, or you are?
I partially am financing it, and I'm partially also like I'm working with sponsors who basically help in putting this together, and I'm working obviously with creative people who just want to put something together, because after all I feel music is music and money is money, and I know we need to make money with our music, but I want to put the whole accent of putting always having to think of money just away, because why do I do music? It makes me move, it makes me feel it. It just touches my heart, right?
And you are right. In certain point of your life, when you are a good artist, big, big, beautiful musicians, producers, they come to you and they just want to be on your album.
Right, right. I got tons of requests from people that I have to turn away because I just don't have the time to work with everybody.
Yeah.
But I just want to do music for the sake of doing music and just put the aspect of marketing and put it aside, because I feel it's been ruining a lot of our modern music, you know, the pressure to always have to perform in a way of making a profit. I think music should be just done because you love doing it.
Yeah, I think you are right. When you are free to do this way, you are happy to do that. But when you're always thinking, okay, I did this album, oh my gosh, didn't sell, I didn't push, somebody, just opinions, you are never free. And before, artists had the chance to sometimes get signed and have 5-6 albums that they could develop themselves into a certain sound. But right now, sometimes people judge you after 2 or 3 songs and you feel like, nobody will ever like me anymore. Yeah, you need to have really strong,
Yeah, totally. I actually am at a point of my life where I just don't care if you like my music or don't like it. If you like, people love it when they hear it,
yeah.
And it touches people. I see, like, I have fans that are in hip hop. I've got fans that are metal people that write me that like my music. It's really different. Latin people, dance people.
Yeah.
So I feel I'm doing obviously something right because I'm just guided by the heart and guided by the vibes that are put towards me, and I just put it back out there.
But you know, outside. You have your own vision, but you have also your own label.
Mm-hmm, correct. S-Beat Records, which I'm putting other artists on there. And the focus is basically music and just making good music and taking the time also in production, because everything's rushed these days.
Yes.
You know, expensive productions. So also taking the time to make an effort to make something better. How the people used to do it, right? They would try things out, and if it didn't sound good in the song, so that's kind of what the focus is a little bit about the label.
And I understand that you have one lucky band that you just took under your wings, and maybe you explain us a little bit more.
Okay, the band is called Running Choke. I don't know if Domi is listening right now, but there's 5 band members, and they came out to LA just a couple months ago, and they sent me their EP, and I was working with a singer for a while. I've been knowing him since a couple of years. And I was just saying, you know what? I feel they have talent, and I feel there's good songwriting. We just need to develop it. Because mm-hmm. I want to put my experience that I've been through. Because
yes.
In LA, it's all about not helping people, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's people so selfish. They just don't want to help you. Because I've struggled, so I'm not going to help other
you
people.
You don't do it, yeah.
But that's what I want to do different. So
I'm the same way. And I have so many good people telling me this. Ilona, why you are so giving? Why you are pairing people? Why you give your phone book to everybody? Why you say, okay, call this? But even today, I was talking to a UK with wonderful artists who... 2 days ago, I spoke with another great DJ who never heard of him, and I just mixed them up, and they already are on the phone, and who I think they will be on one album together. It's so cool when you can help somebody, because they eventually will remember that, and all these things comes back.
Right.
Your band has a first song, and
yes,
I think,
yes,
again, it's this big premiere on Axenon on LA Talk Radio.
They actually have 5 songs, which we put on an EP right now, and I don't know if we have yet a title for the EP, but 5 great songs we all picked out, which I thought are radio-friendly, and we picked out one song today. It's called Falling Down, and it's got really great lyrics, and it's got a good hook, and it's got a good meaning. So
I cannot wait
to bring it
share
on, baby.
This song with our audience. Okay, Falling Down. Okay, Falling Down.
Falling down, to the earth and through the ground, into the middle of the world, why you know we are down. Now we're falling down, and the air is breathing out.
beautiful. Cool. Perfect, perfect pop rock.
Youthful
sound with little sadness. I just love, 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 love. Okay.
Isn't it great?
They are really cool. Five guys?
Five guys from Munich, And they just went here to LA for a couple of weeks ago. And we took them to the studio for a studio recording where Hoobastank, LA Guns.
They sound a little bit like Hoobastank.
Yeah, doesn't it? Like a little bit. And then who else? Tommy Lee recorded there too.
Of course.
So it was the perfect studio for them, recording drums and instruments.
They really flew specially for the session of the five songs?
Yes, they flew out to do the session, obviously to visit LA and then also to book a couple gigs here. They had a couple gigs and it was all going good.
Are they coming back?
Sure. I'm sure they're coming next year.
Will they finish album or they just put the six songs?
No, we're going to do the EP right now first and then we're going to finish the album.
You think New Tokyo Hotel?
11 or 12 songs I'm thinking we're going to put on there.
Do you know Tokyo Hotel band from Germany?
Yeah, of course, it's different sound,
different complicated sound, but they did... They're on Interscope, and I think they did amazingly in America also.
Yeah.
I remember my daughter fell in love with this German band and finding them somewhere on MySpace and talking like underground about this band. And then one day she said, please, mommy, take me to Vegas, to House of Blues. They are playing there. And there was a small group of people, And then a year later, wow, just really so popular. I wish...
I know, guys, the best.
You know, this really can happen. I know it's just very good sound, very pure, very cool.
Very good, huh?
Great songwriting. Who wrote the song?
I think it's two songwriters in the band. They usually write together, but it's mainly two songwriters, the singer, Christian, and Bene. I think those are the main songwriters.
Okay. How can we find them?
It's www.runningchoke.com. It's RUNNING and then the hyphen CHOKE.com, running-choke.com.
Wow. And they do not have video yet, yes?
They have a video for one of the singles.
Yes, they have
a video that they just did. And that one is on YouTube. But if you go to the website, you'll see it there too.
Wonderful. Now coming back to you. Yes, tell me, what is your tomorrow and next day? What is the next plan?
I was worried you'd ask me something else that we talked about outside.
Did I completely take you to a complete... Okay, I'll let you finish. If you had something on your mind that you want to say, I'll let you... What did you want to say? Please.
No. You want me to bring that back? Okay, wait. Okay.
Yes, please.
So the next couple of days, I'm doing another show. I just did a show for Maria Moore to feed homeless people.
Yes.
It was like a charity, huge thing going on. So we just did that. And then I'm doing another one for a lot of African Americans are putting it on Sunday, which is going to be another show. And then I got asked to do another show. So there's going to be a lot of shows coming up. And then obviously studio, we're going to the studio recording a couple of new songs. It happens that I'm working on two album CDs currently in parallel. There's the remix album, obviously. The DJs are submitting right now. We've got somebody from Armand van Buuren, so from the Armada group. Some guy from Ecuador, some really big DJ who's in that pool for Paul van Dyk and Armand van Buuren. And then from Austria.
How you can say no to people like that?
No,
oh, I don't
I
like
know.
It. Then
oh,
now you
God.
You know,
we're committed.
The Acid Planet, I don't know if you know about this place. This is Sony Pictures, has an amazing community of DJs who are really doing one of those contests too. I was already three times remixed, and I have around 3,000 remixes for three of my songs. 3,000! I went through all of them. I listened to everyone, and I picked the winners, which I'm working with these people till this day. Just amazing talent. And how can you say no when you have only five or six remixes? How you will be doing that?
Well, we have actually a competition going on right now for the album. It's called Even Lighter, Even Darker. So, which was quite funny. Some people from certain countries were a little bit offended by the title. They thought it was kind of... there was like a very religious thing going on. But I'm feeling as an artist, we have a light side and we have a dark side. And there's nothing wrong with expressing it in any artistic way. So that's why I called it Even Lighter, Even Darker. People were asking me to take that photo down. It was really funny. So people are submitting their remix right now from all over the world. Paris, Germany, Austria, Ecuador, America, obviously, London, UK, everywhere. And the fans will be voting for the best ones. Now, we will have obviously also guaranteed spots for big DJs from the Armada Music Group, for example, or Groove Nation. So those will be guaranteed spots for them. And then the fans will be deciding, and I will be deciding, of course, too, because I have to like it too, right?
Yeah, people don't understand. They think, oh, nobody listens. But, oh, my gosh, when you put your song up to contest, you really feel like if I missed somebody that put the time and effort to do great job on my song, I cannot do that. I need to listen to every song.
Yeah.
And that's, I believe that that's what you do.
And I hear it in 10 seconds. I'm really hard music critic.
Yes.
Maybe even less than 10 seconds. I hear like 3 to 5 seconds of a song, and I know it's, if it's a good song or bad song.
Okay.
And I can't help it. It just comes right into my veins, and I just feel
okay.
it.
And I
it's
think
there or not there.
But that's how really people listen to the music right now. We are on the radio. If we don't like something, in 2-3 seconds, boom, next station, yeah? And the same, or we will listen over and over to something that we love because we really want to hear every part of the song. I feel for you because I need to, although, you know, sometimes you listen to song few times and then you start falling in love with also.
It happens, yeah.
But I always tell my producers, please do not leave the best part of your production in the end because everybody, oh, we are developing. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
No, bring to the front.
Right.
Don't do this to me.
But people have the 7-minute mix and stuff
like that.
And I'm like, just get to the point, dude.
Absolutely. Okay, then you say outside of your recording, outside of the show, you have a dog.
Did you say duck or dog?
We have two accents, me and you, but...
Okay.
Okay, you have something that makes noise like ruff, ruff. Do you have something like that in a home?
It's more like woof, woof.
Woof.
Oh, wait. Woof, woof.
Must be big one.
It's a huge dog.
Huge dog.
Actually, I got two big dogs. They're black. They're black as the night, and I love them. Yeah, I brought them from Spain, actually, over.
Oh my gosh.
They're like part wolf, part monster. So so they walk me, right? It's really hard to walk them.
Are they vegetarians, too?
No.
Then what are you...
Just waiting to eat me, right?
Mama.
No, they
Again,
they me.
Names?
Yes, they have Spanish names, Pastor and Estrella. And
Estrella
means star, and she's got some... crazy stuff going on, flirting with Brad Pitt's brother and stuff like that.
Hello.
She likes Porsche just like her mom.
I can understand that.
And he's just a total soulmate.
Oh
yeah, he's beautiful. Distance.
Are you walking them every morning?
You know what, not every day. I should. I did have the thought of getting a dog walker and just have a hidden camera because there's no dog walker who'd be able to walk them. Unless it's Cesar Milan. Hey, Cesar, are you out there?
They also do not listen to you because my dogs, they just don't care. Yeah, I can beg them, please do this.
Well, they
do
have
that.
To listen. You're in America, so you know, they're kind of like a shepherd, big breed.
Yes.
So if something happens, you got the bad card.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
My dogs, they just don't listen to me.
Really?
But they are, you know... miniature schnauzer on a medium size schnauzer and multi shih tzu and just whatever.
See,
I just
those are lunch
them.
For my dogs.
That's what you're saying. And
lunch,
they're like,
or breakfast.
Yeah, they bark everywhere. I cannot stop them barking. We need to have on our show somebody who will help me how to take care of my dogs because I'm doing something wrong.
Get Cesar Milan on and I bring my dog in. I want to see what he does with it.
Okay,
yeah,
we could do that.
Cool.
Well, we can find, if not him, we can for sure find some good one who can help us. I need a help. One is 14 years old and already blind, and probably with this one, I cannot help too much. I just feel for him. But the 1, 2 years old, you know, she drives me lovely crazy. I just love her. Okay, baby, I do not want to not cover something that you maybe wanted to talk about. Then I'm giving you a few minutes and tell us everything what you want people to know, how we can find you, how we can contact you, and anything, because I don't want to forget anything. Okay,
so you can obviously find me on Twitter. It's at Cassandra Tweets. That's KSANDRATWEETZ. So that's Twitter. And then also on Instagram at CassandraNet. That's KSANDRANET. And then obviously on Facebook /CassandraNet is the same. And on YouTube also CassandraNet. And obviously my website, www.imcassandra.com.
Oh, that's so cute.
Which brings
Cassandra.
Me to something funny on Twitter
yes.
right now. I just got a note from my tech. He was telling me, because I'm a total nerd when it comes to TV. and I love Torchwood, and I just heard that I got retweeted or something by Jack, and he's really hot. He's like, you know, the main guy in Torchwood.
I know, he's handsome, and you like him.
He's kind of...
You like him. You really do like him.
Not like that, but I don't know if he's gay yet. Maybe he's everything, but...
You know what?
They do a lot of good jokes.
You will never find out. You like him. Will you be tweeting to him back?
Sure.
Sure do it, okay? Outside of that, what else do you think is important for you for now? Okay. You have family coming for the summer?
No, I'm like all on my own. No, nobody's coming. Hey, maybe somebody wants to come visit.
Oh, that sounds so sad.
I have always friends from Germany coming visit me, friends from Austria. I might be going to Germany in summer.
Okay.
Just heading over because my best friends, they just left for Ibiza. So I just need to get a little vacation.
Of course.
And obviously I work hard. Everybody who knows me knows that I really work hard. And I'm mainly vegetarian. If I find a vegan chef, and there's somebody listening out there.
Oh, to give you some good advice. I'm sure you're creating great food.
I'd love to turn vegan, but it's just really hard to sustain the diet. So. Yeah.
Okay, baby. I just love to have you on my show. And I know that in September, yes, we have a release of your song. Yes, Red Box.
Correct. Uh-huh.
And then you say remixes are coming.
Remixes are coming in summer. We have the album, basically, Even Lighter, Even Darker, come in summer for the DJs so they can hit it in the clubs. And then for 2014, I'm already preparing the new album. So I've got already 5-6 songs ready with some really big songwriters. One song that I'm considering is done by somebody who worked with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, God.
It's pretty cool. It's got a little funk feel to it, and it's an earworm.
Wow. No, good luck to you. Really, really very sweet to talk to
you. Thank
you. And I hope when I will be back from my trip to Europe, I will just connect with you, and we'll see. Maybe we'll do some few shows around the LA clubs. Because I cannot wait to just see you live performing. And maybe, you know, we have a few DJs that I love them and you don't know them. Maybe we can pair something together. Thank you so much again for coming. Have
thank
a beautiful summer
me.
Again. The easiest way to get to you, again, if you can give us one, maybe the bestest way to get to you.
Okay, that's www.iamcassandra.com. That's IamCassandra.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I would like to say bye-bye to our listeners. And I will be ending with a song by Ilona Europa. Easy come, easy go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand. believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway. Is it gone? Is it gone?